This is a guided sitting meditation prepared for the stress reduction program at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. Making time to regularly pause in this way by setting aside our usual moving, achieving, doing mode, this opens a space for something very different to come forward. Here, we're evoking and strengthening the capacity to be with and allow all that is showing up in life, moment by moment. We can learn to bring friendly curiosity to this experience of being alive, with all the attendant sensations in the body, sounds in the environment, thoughts, emotions, mind states. In learning in this way, we're cultivating awakeness to what is true, enhancing well-being, all by simply dwelling with ease and interest right here in the midst of this very life, in this time and place, without needing to judge what arises, without seeking anything special to happen, and without turning away from or resisting anything. So now, taking a comfortable seat, an upright posture on a cushion or a chair, using any props that are needed to support you, taking any posture that's best suited to your body's needs at this time, arranging yourself and your body as an expression of what you most sincerely intend here, an expression of wakeful attentiveness and ease. And now inviting stillness into the body, without stiffness or tension. Simply letting go of movement just now. Feeling the points of contact, the body with the floor or the chair, the cushion. How the foundation of the body is weighted, drawn into the support of the earth. And the support of the bones and the deep muscles of posture here, just allowing the spine to rise up with the head and shoulders balanced, arms positioned in a relaxed way against the torso. And inviting whatever release is possible in the soft tissues of the body, face, hands, legs, shoulders, belly. Sitting with the intention to be here, alert and easeful, without strain or struggle. And as you settle into this posture, becoming aware now of what is here, the play of experience, the range of sensations, thoughts, and feelings, whatever is arising within you and around you in this present moment. And now collecting and narrowing attention into the sensations of breathing. Maybe for now just discovering that you're breathing, you have been breathing, and here right now, an in-breath, an out-breath. Choosing sensations of breathing just now as an anchor for your attention. Just being with the breath exactly as it is right now. Nothing here to change or control. Become curious about the sensations of the breath. Perhaps in the area of the belly, expanding and releasing. The rib cage widening with the in-breath and then releasing and contracting in with the exhale. May notice the sensations of temperature changes in the nostrils or throat. The very subtle texture of the breath at the rim of the nostrils. This isn't thinking about breathing, but the actual and direct physical sensations of breathing just now here in the foreground of attention. Selecting breath as an anchor point to the present moment. Each breath unique and fresh. And only available right now. And if you're like most of us at this point, it's quite likely that you've noticed it's not so easy to hold attention on breathing or anything for that matter. Attention pivoting off or wandering. And interesting that there's mindfulness in knowing attention having wandered. So there's nothing going wrong here, just with gentle resolve. Whenever you notice attention wandering off, returning to the sensations of breathing. Resting in the breath, returning to the breath whenever that's needed. So knowing at any time during this practice, you may wish to return to the breath as a sustaining and steadying anchor point for attention. And just now, if you care to, expanding to include breath and body sensations in the entire body. widening, lengthening and broadening to take in the sensations of this sitting, breathing body. Aware of any and all sensations here in the domain of the body, within and around, arising, present for a time, and passing away, holding it all in the space of awareness. Resting in the awareness of this breathing body. Times you may encounter challenging sensations that may be intense or uncomfortable. And so knowing that there are choices in meeting what's arising here, it may be right for you to adjust your posture. Something needs to be adjusted for your safety and comfort. And so if that's the case, simply attending to the sensation and then choosing with awareness and intention to quickly relieve the discomfort and come back to stillness. It may be right for you to collect and focus attention on a particular point of discomfort. You may wish to bring curiosity. Explore. Coming up close to the sensation and holding it in awareness, knowing it just for what it is. Is it tingling, burning, stabbing, pulsing? Dull or strong? Focused or diffuse? Becoming aware of shifting, changing, increasing or decreasing or dissolving sensations. Natural that there may be thoughts of wanting things to be different than they are. And all of this is available in awareness. There may be times when it's possible to explore sensation in this way, and other times where it's right to choose to move attention elsewhere, perhaps to the anchor of breathing, just returning to the sensation when it feels right for you. And if you care to now, expanding and returning once again to this whole breathing body, all at once. Knowing you can return to explore sensations whenever that feels right for you. So if you wish, releasing particular attention into the sensations of body and breathing and shifting now to sound. So focusing attention on hearing and allowing sensations of body and breathing to recede to the background of awareness. Perhaps aware of the subtle sounds of your own breathing, other sounds in the body, swallowing, gurgling, sounds in the room around you, or sounds beyond. And this isn't an exercise in trying to locate or label or analyze sounds. It's much simpler. It's being with the direct receiving of sounds, aware of the onset of a sound, how it sustains, and the ending of sound, and perhaps the quiet between sounds. Anytime you notice yourself getting involved in a story about sounds, you can remember, minds do this, no problem. And then direct yourself back to the simple receiving of sounds. Alert, available, at ease, sounds arising, sustaining, and passing away, moment by moment. Open and sensitive, receiving sounds. As you sit in this way, it's quite likely that you'll become aware of the pull of thoughts. And in this practice, we're systematically noticing attention get diverted in this way, and then choosing to re-engage with conscious intention, returning to the chosen object, which just for now is sound. So there's nothing going wrong here. This is the practice, noticing the activity of the mind and then returning to the chosen object of focus. And we can deliberately choose the activity of the mind as our focus. So if you care to now, releasing attention on sound and coming into awareness of thoughts. For you, that might be images, words, narrative, scraps of songs. What's happening in the domain of mind right now for you? You might be noticing memories, plans, fantasies, pre-living or reliving moments that are not here right now. Thoughts might come in a sequence, a jumble, or a cascade. They might be attractive, satisfying, wish to hold on to particular experiences and linger in them. Or if you're aware of difficult or distressful thoughts, there might be a wish to move away or eliminate or shut down. Sometimes when we bring attention to thinking, it gets very quiet and you can notice no thoughts at all. Whatever it is you're noticing here in the domain of mind. We're simply here allowing, neither engaging with nor turning away from what is showing up. Aware of the activity of the mind and the spaces between that activity. Resting in awareness, letting what comes arise and be known, letting what goes fade away and dissolve. You may become aware of thoughts that have an emotional charge in the body, or that rather than thoughts, it's more like emotional activity that's present here for you just now. So just making space for emotions arising, persisting, and passing away. An opening to the full range of the domain of emotions in this human life, it's likely that you'll encounter emotions that are intense or unsettling, and that includes as you sit. So just remembering that you can always return to the breath as an anchor point, or to sounds as an anchor point, until you feel steady again. And then it becomes possible to return to the emotion itself, granting space, investigating, exploring, attending to the shifting and changing and dissolving of the life of emotions in the body and mind. thoughts, emotions, or a mix of these, a jumble. And just as with sounds, now noticing these mental events as events, arising, present for a time, and then fading away. Thoughts or feelings that are continuous or discrete. The spaces of quiet between. Just noticing how it is for you right now, here in the domain of thoughts and emotions. And now, rather than focusing on any particular object and allowing the others to recede to the background, here we're expanding to welcome all of experience, gently opening to the entirety of what's arising in the open space of awareness. Emotions, thoughts, sounds, sensations of breathing and in the body all at once. Just noticing attention navigate from one to the next. Taking it all in without preference or resistance. And if you notice resistance here, then noticing and receiving this. Not even having resistance to resistance itself. If it's helpful, you might think of having awareness like a wide open sky. Clouds and birds, sunrises and sunsets, coming and going. And meanwhile, the sky is vast and open, receiving it all. Resting in this open and spacious awareness, wide like the sky. noticing, receiving, allowing all that's available in this moment. This unique expression of your life just now, and the only time you ever have to actually be here for it. And for the remaining time of the sitting practice, narrowing the focus once again and returning to sensations of this breathing body. Collecting attention right into the intimate sensations of the breath coming and going. As we come to the end of this practice, recognizing the effects of this time you've given yourself today, what it feels like right now, after having engaged in awareness of all that is your life, how important it is to care for yourself in this way. Because you are nourishing and strengthening the capacity to know the way things are and the way you are. Being with your life just as it is. Being with yourself just as you are. Seeing how it might be possible to move in this very same way right into the rest of your day and your life. Staying with yourself in your own good company and resting in the awareness that has always been yours, this awareness that holds and enfolds all of life, moment by moment.